Welcome to the Room Exchange podcast, helping you rent better. In this podcast, we're having conversations with industry leaders in the rental market, along with everyday renters sharing fascinating stories, insights, and tips to help you rent better. Today, I'm thrilled to welcome Neil Salagrama, founder and CEO of Compare and Connect, a company revolutionising how Australians and now New Zealanders make informed choices in services like energy, broadband, and insurance. In an era where cost saving is not just beneficial but essential, Compare and Connect stands out by offering personalised comparison tools that help consumers and SMEs navigate the maze of options to find the best, most cost-effective solutions. Under Neil's leadership, the company has become a key player in making choice a reality for everyone, ensuring you're getting top value without the hassle. Join us as Neil shares how Compare and Connect can be your ally in finding those crucial savings in today's economy. Neil, thank you so much for joining us.
Oh, thanks very much for a warm welcome, Bina. It's fantastic to be a part of this conversation.
Yeah. Now, you and I met last year when I came into your office in Melbourne to solidify our partnership. So straight up for the listeners, I will announce that Compare and Connect and the Room Exchange have now formed a partnership which will benefit you. Now, we'll talk a little bit more about that throughout the conversation, but I wanted to get Neil on the show today so that he can explain in better detail how Compare and Connect works and how it can benefit our users. So Neil, can you share the inspiration behind founding Compare and Connect? I think that's a really great place to start.
Yeah, sure. Just before I talk about the business, I'll just give you my personal story. So I came to Australia from subcontinent about 22 years ago. And as any young person coming into the country, I found a lot of difficulty in obviously selecting utility providers and trying to connect them and trying to find a right deal and all of that. So it was all those things for me were quite new. And I found myself in odd situations, not having right knowledge to make the right choice. When I founded this business, the ability for us was to really make things simple. It's a very complicated industry. Each industry has its got technical nuances where a common man would really struggle understanding the technical jargons in the market. So the premise of Compare and Connect is quite simple. It is to enable the comparison and connection of utility services across ANZ, and making life very easy and simple, saving time and money for consumers and helping them to find the right choice for whether it's energy services or gas services or telco services, water services, mainly all essential services in summary.
How long ago did you start the company, Neil?
Initially, we started a telesales company in 2010, but then evolved into Compare and Connect in 2014. What I found was there were two separate markets. One market was simply offering comparison services, and to name a big brand back then was iSelect in 2012, 13, 14 was a massive brand just doing comparison. And then on the other side, you had businesses like ConnectNow and Direct Connect, which were very dominant brands in the connection field. And I found a connection where if you could bring those two individual capabilities under one roof, and thankfully at that stage, no one was doing comparison and connection under one roof. And hence the name we found, Compare and Connect. We got the name and we just started the business. And 2014 was when we onboarded our first client in the mover space.
It's quite a fascinating story from one founder to another. I'm always intrigued by how founders solve a problem for themselves and then create a business around it. That's essentially how the Room Exchange started as well. So
yeah, you're like, I didn't really plan for that. I just found an opportunity where was a problem to be solved, and I had to solve my own problems through innovating this business, and eventually it led into a successful foundation of a very good and a successful business.
Yeah, congratulations. I take my hat off to you. That's quite a story. All right, so let's talk about how Compare and Connect actually works. Can you just give us a simplistic rundown of yep. Somebody who's maybe never heard of it before or has heard of it but has not used it?
Yeah, sure. Look, in an essence, we're in a heart-to-heart, we're a sales business, but we also now are a technology business because without tech, it's pretty hard to really make any business work in this day and age. But essentially, if you look at energy market, It's state-based deregulation. So you got the eastern states, mainly Victoria, New South Wales, southern Queensland, South Australia, fully deregulated, which means you got a number of providers offering different energy pricings and products. So what our platform enables in both direct to consumer and direct to business is the capability for those customers to come to our website and find a right deal. So it enables you to compare. If you have a bill, if you don't have a bill, it still helps you to navigate and still find a right deal for yourself. So it gives you a range of choices. We work with a wide variety of retailers across various verticals, and then it brings down the choice of your liking to eventually choose one. And what we've done to make it easy is if you go and search individual website, it takes you a lot of time, energy, and effort. We've brought all those key elements into our website and made the journey quite simple. So what would take you normally 20 minutes, 30 minutes to solve and find a solution, you could do it in 2 or 3 minutes. So that's the essence of it. And we started back in 2014 in just the energy market. And now we expanded that same services across many other verticals, which includes telecommunications and water services. And then, as you said, recently into insurance services too. So it's just broadly becoming wider and broader. We can cover all elements of services to our clients and customers.
So one of the things I've been experiencing lately is an issue with our internet provider and the amount of time that I have wasted on their website. Thank goodness they have chat as an option as opposed to just calling through. I think it was like 18 megabytes per second or something upload, and I'm paying for 100. And they're constantly trying to tell me, well, it's just a headache trying to resolve it. And to be quite honest, I'm over them and I'm ready to move on. And you're right in that it can take so much time going back and forth. I think one of the things that I experience, Neil, is when you're with one supplier for a very long period of time, it almost feels like they just get so used to having you or that they don't have to worry about you because they'll know that you'll stick around. Definitely. And I think, yeah, something like Compare and Connect, what that does, I'm hoping it does anyway, is maybe I'll ask you the question, does it actually then put these service providers in a place where they're a little more keen to do better by the customers?
100%. I think, look, the aggregation service across the market takes away the pain points for a customer to deal with the retailer directly. And that's their sense of being any aggregator out in the market, whether it's in the finance space or the insurance space or in the utility space. So like in your particular situation, for example, if your existing provider is not giving you the right service, and technically all it takes is basically for you to log onto a website or reach out to us and we'll be able to switch you across to someone we think who is right for you. And obviously you'll have a range of choices to pick from. And they can switch you out to that new provider within a few minutes. So in that way, you'd rather be with a provider who's prepared to look after you rather than being with a provider who thinks you're part of the furniture and doesn't give you the right attention. Yeah, the process makes it so easy for you to really switch if you want to switch, whether you're switching for the reason of service or for competitiveness of the product. It's at the end of the day, it's your call and it's your choice, and we just make it easy for you.
So I'm not sure if this is part of the service, but I'll ask the question anyway, because I'm sure people are thinking it. So what if I'm in a contract with another provider and I go to Compare and Connect and then I find a better deal and I want to transfer over? What are my options in that case?
Oh, look, generally the contracts in the energy space these days are pretty, it doesn't exist in the energy space. Telco, unless you've got a front end modem, which they've paid for, or any particular fixed component which comes with it installed in your property, that's what binds you into a contract. Often telco services are paid in advance, so you pay a month in advance for your service. So if you have to switch and if you have not taken any of those, you can pretty much switch without even worrying about being in contract or not contract. But if it's, let's say for example, you're in contract and that token amount is probably quantum of say $100, $200 or whatever, and there is an arrangement we can look to solve the problem on how we can induce some bonus or incentive for those customers wanting to switch.
That's really handy to know. So given the current economic climate, how much do you think people can expect to save if they actually did a comparison to say on electricity, gas, maybe in Wi-Fi? Let's just look at those three basic services.
Yeah, look, there's a wide range of eventually in energy, it boils down to the usage of energy before quantum of bill comes into play. But I would say if you're abreast and you're doing this on a religiously, at least once a year sort of a thing, you should be saving a good couple of $1,000 amongst the three service. If you haven't done it for, say, 3 years or 5 years, definitely some money on the table you're leaving for sure. And that could be in the range of $1,500 to a few $1,000 there.
Are you serious that much?
Yeah, the energy rates do change on an annual basis. Prices have increased over the last 10 years, and there are new solutions, including solar and many other things, have come into market too. You know, if you haven't checked into it, you could be on a default plan without any discount, because usually if you have signed someone 3 years ago, the contracts are for a year or two, and you fall back onto a default plan, which takes away any discount. And the discounts in, say, for example, Victoria are the quantum of 20 to 25%. So if you're losing that out on your energy, and even if your bill is, say, $200 a month, 25% of that is $50, and you look $600 there just on one energy bill, then you add gas and then you add telco. So there are different quantums, but yeah, by spending 5 minutes, if you could save $1,000, that's time and money well spent and saved, to be honest.
Absolutely. And while I've got everyone's attention, grab a pen. The website address for our partnership page, which we'd really appreciate that you go to, is The Room Exchange. That's XCHANGE, theroomexchange.compareandconnect.com.au. And we'll have that link in the show notes as well. That's absolutely incredible. I had no idea that it would be that much. And we're just talking about three services there. So while we're on the topic of services, can you just lay out, I know you have mentioned a couple of extras like insurance and things like that. What are the exact services that you actually offer comparisons?
We're full-fledged in energy, which is all energy services, electricity. Then we have gas. Then we have broadband, which is all full across the market, across all the states where we've got deregulated services available. Then we've now stepped into insurance space. So we have insurance services, which is general insurance I'm talking about, and they're also potential health insurance. They're all the key verticals we currently are catering.
Oh, that's good. That's a
good range there.
Yeah, it's a good range there. All right. So I want to just sort of shift the tone of the conversation a little bit and utilize myself as a case study example for how one might use Compare and Connect when moving. So my scenario is that just before Christmas, I was informed that the owner of our rental property, we rent where we live and then we rent out the house that we own. We thought we'd be here for at least 5 years. That was what we were informed of when we first moved in. For 3 years in, owner wants to sell. And so we have to move on in April. So yeah. Before we move into our next place, and obviously we jump on Compare and Connect, what are the ideal steps for somebody like myself to take?
Oh, look, firstly, moving is certainly a stressful period. It's one of the most stressful top three things for people to do, because there's so many things to do when you're looking to move from one house to the other. Where we would come into play is as soon as you think you're about to move and you've found your property, you should contact us. We could enable you in a range of things there. Obviously, as I said to you, we'll help you to disconnect your existing property and the services out there, which is electricity or gas. Then we'll enable you to reconnect those to your new property. If you have an existing account with a particular retailer and you want to move with that retailer, we can do that too, or connect you with a whole new range of services and new retailers of your choice. We also can help you with the removal list. We've got a good partnership with our team, and they can enable you for the removal list service and then water service, then the broadband service. And then if you're moving into a property and it's your own property, then we can also help you with the general insurance and get you the home and content covered. If you're going and tenanting, then obviously we can look at just the contents only and stuff. So generally, they're the key basic things which one would do when you're moving, and it takes a lot of time, energy, effort to do it. Without worrying much, just get in touch with us and we'll have a team ready to make sure every part of that journey is ticked and it's done immaculately.
That sounds heavenly. I have moved too many times in the last 9 years. This will be the third time in 9 years that we've moved.
Oh, there you go. That certainly this time would be the easiest for you in terms of moving at least these services.
I hope so. Now, I've already spoken to one of your partners in terms of getting a removalist, and I'm really thrilled with the conversations we've had so far with them as well. Moving is an incredibly stressful life experience.
It is, yeah.
And one I hope to not have to do for at least another 5 or 10 years now. Yeah, we've already started packing and it's like we're 2 months out. But I have a list, like I'm a list girl. And whenever I do something that I know there's a chance it's going to happen twice. I create a list for it so I don't have to rethink the process. And I will say that there's a good chunk in that list that is actually about the management of utilities and services that are required for packing down and then moving into a new place. So what you're saying is that I can pretty much get most of that done just by going to our Compare and Connect page. That's really helpful. Is there a specific place that you go to if you're moving, or you just jump on in?
Yeah, if you go to our website or just ring our inbound number, you see there as a client whether it just clearly asks you if you're moving or you're comparing. And if you just click your moving, there's a range of services you find.
Great. And anyone that goes through our link, you guys will know that it's actually come through us and
that's right. Yeah.
Take care of the Room Exchange clients. That's wonderful. All right. I imagine, like you did say before, that you're technically a tech company as well. And I get what that's like. I started building the Room Exchange as a house sharing platform, and now we're a tech company. And tech does drive the majority of businesses now. Can you tell us about some of the innovative tech features that Compare and Connect uses to make shopping around more personal for users?
Yeah, sure, definitely. Look, one of the things in the comparison space technically was everybody was quoting on an estimation price. There was no actual price of the property because it does need to integrate with a technical called MSATs, which is the inherent thing which gives you the tariff of the particular property and their meter type before you start quoting. So we embedded some of those technology into our website so we can really personalize services, give an accurate quote of that property and the type of property. And one of the things we also built is our own technology to bill read an image or a PDF. So if you have a bill handy, you can either take the photo of the bill or upload the bill on our websites. And within a few seconds, we'll read the bill. We know exactly what your usage is. We know your name. We know where you live. We know your usage. So it'll help us to accurately quote the right deal for you. And that innovation just helps people to make the comparison smooth, hassle-free, frictionless, and quick. And that's one. Secondly, usually these services of aggregation is reliant on a human talking to a human. And post-COVID, people have now been so tech-savvy where everything's turned digital and electronic. So we've now got an end-to-end service which is purely online. Whether you want to compare or you want to connect services, you don't have to talk to any human being. You can make the choices yourself and you can navigate through and you can switch all of these services, the majority of these services, without having to have a chat with anybody. So all these things we've done now in a market which is so regulated, so complex in nature, and we've brought the time down to a few minutes to complete these services. And that goes a long way in our investment in technology and making it very friendly for consumers to adapt into new circumstances in the current world and make it very affable and easy for them to use.
Do you come from a tech background, Neil?
Oh, look, I'm a qualified engineer. I did my master's from RMIT in the applied science and electronics, but I got into sales. And as soon as I finished my degree, because at that stage, I picked up selling timeshare products and never looked back. So technically qualified engineer, but to be honest, I didn't use those skills for a good 15 years until some of the events led for us to really turn and spearhead the business into more tech-led capabilities. So the last 5 years has been fundamentally focused on driving the business more through tech and its innovations. And we've got also a new app we're building called OneBill, which is quite unique to market, and the Room Exchange customers and partners can get the right benefit. The OneBill is a bill consolidation technology which brings all bills in one place, enables you to switch providers, pay your bills, keep everything in one place, and never miss a time to pay your bill on time. So that just makes it easier. So we tick three boxes with both comparison services and connection services, and then eventually with OneBill, which is a consolidation. So all the three C's we've enabled for a consumer. So that makes it like literally 360 degrees for any customers regarding any bill. They could solve those problems through us or our affiliated businesses to manage the entire household services.
I love the idea of the One app. That's fantastic, because I know myself, apart from my electricity provider, where I have gas and electricity with them, I have to put a constant reminder in my calendar to check the gas electricity bill or check, because I actually don't like to do auto payments.
I like to
be on top of
it.
And otherwise it just falls in the background. Whereas I think this way, if I can consolidate water, gas, electricity, Wi-Fi, mobile, like all of that in the one place, in the one app, and I'd imagine it sends me a reminder or something like that, does it?
Absolutely. Yeah. Yeah. And exactly. Most of the customers are exactly like, you wouldn't want to leave the control on to enabling the providers to debit money, because sometimes you never know what gets debited. So you start losing control on your bank account and your expenses. So you want to be on top and, you know, see what's getting paid and what you're paying and what your expenses are, why you're paying those bills. And that's the sense of what One Bill bringing technically, what we call the four pillars into play, which is the convenience, reporting, savings on the bills you make, and the control. So they're the four major pillars on which we think will enable the customer to the right level to make the right choice.
So that's called One Bill.
That's correct. NumericOneBill.com. Yeah.
Okay, terrific. All right, we'll have to dig a little bit further into that. So with the housing crisis being in the state that it's in and 13 interest rate hikes, middle class now are two paychecks away from losing their home. Where are you foreseeing this whole issues with housing and the cost of living in the next year or so?
Oh, look, I think we're coming out of COVID, as you can imagine. It is going to be a tighter economy, and it just all across the world. The interest rate's going to still stay high till the end of the year or probably first quarter of next year. And then maybe might just slightly come down, but it's certainly not going to go down to what it was back in 2018 or 2019 or 2020. So you've got to come up with new ways to save money or increase your income. I mean, increasing income is no easy, because at the end of the day, you work for a company and there's only that much you could do. So the things under your control are expenses. So one has to be conscious around that, the fact that you're only spending what you need to spend. So, you know, I feel that having that control and spending that extra 5 minutes could save you a few thousand, not just across the services we do. I would just go across your home loans. I would go across to your insurance. I would go across to anything you're spending money, including some of the pay TV services.
I was going to say live streaming apps.
Yeah. How many of them where you would have just downloaded and just put your card details, and there's $10, $20 getting debited every month, and you don't even get to know. You've got to balance the income and the expense too. So we will try and do whatever we can through the services we offer through Compare and Connect businesses to save money and time for the customer. But I do find, look, with the interest rates staying high as they are in the housing market where it is, it's not going to be easy. But I also would say Australia is in a far better position than most of the other top nations out in the world there in terms of what they're struggling compared to the Australian side. So in that way, Australians are fairly well positioned in terms of the thing. But if you could be a little bit more smarter, then that'll be icing on the cake, to be honest.
Yeah, look, I completely agree. And I'm actually very astute when it comes to going over our finances. I do it every month. I'm looking at what's going out, what's going in, looking at, do we need this type of credit card to get the points? Is it really benefiting us? What are we using our points on? The live streaming services we have. I think you should actually incorporate live streaming services into Seriously.
I agree. It's a good idea. And we've been thinking about this for a while now. Yeah.
Yeah. Because I imagine something like that would actually then force them to look at what it is that, how much they're charging.
Correct.
And what they're providing. It's really interesting. I know we're spoiled for choice now. I don't know if you're old enough to remember this, Neil, but I remember growing up in a little country town called Howlong, just outside of Albury.
Yeah.
And all we had on TV was Channel 4 was the only commercial channel, and Channel 1 was ABC. That was it. And TV finished at midnight.
That's true. Yeah, that's true. Like, you literally had one or two channels, but now turn on TV, you've got hundreds. So I agree.
Yeah, yeah. All right, so before we wrap up, I just want to say it's just been a delightful experience working with you and Penny over at Compare and Connect to come on board. I'm so glad that Penny actually reached out to me, I think it was about June, July last year, to bring us on board as a partner. And how can our users actually benefit from going through the Room Exchange? How can the Room Exchange benefit from having people actually use our partnership to use Compare and Connect?
Well, look, I think this service is not limited to any class or any segment of people. It's for everybody. Essential services for everybody. So everybody, whether you own a house or you rent a place, there is an energy bill, there is broadband, and we're here to save money and time on that. So every single customer of yours, we allocated our resources to make sure they're looked after in the best possible way. But we're also looking to bring some innovative restricted offers to only your base of customers. We can get some extra advantage and discounts for those customers. So we're working on a wide range of those things to bring more value for your customers to get benefited. have to keep an eye on your website and stuff. The next few weeks, we're bringing more value in terms of savings and also a wide variety of new services like motor insurance and a few things like that. So anything they will want to pick and save money on will be expanding our services to really cater their needs there.
Yeah, it's wonderful. Thank you for that. And just for sake of transparency, the Room Exchange is currently not charging users to list. So this is a way for us to monetize our service as well without it coming out of your pocket. And it provides benefits to our users. And you can be assured that Compare and Connect are going to take care of you. And we will inform our users on a regular basis through our email newsletter of these various different offers that Compare and Connect are offering. And so grab a pen. The link to that is theroomexchange.compareandconnect.com.au. So please use that link if you're listening to go and get your comparison and connections done. And Neil, I'm sure there's going to be some people and possibly even some businesses that might want to have a conversation with you or your team about possibly coming on board themselves.
Sure.
If anyone wants to have a conversation with you, what is the best way for them to get in touch with you?
I look at in my email, simple. You can reach me out at neil@compareandconnect.com.au, or you can find me on LinkedIn, Neil Saligrama. I'm probably the only one in the country with that name, so easy to find me. Happy to share my phone number, which is 0416-809-258, if they want to contact me. Happy to partner, happy to encourage anybody who is wanting to look into this part of the industry to save money or help their customers to save money.
Yeah, terrific. And we're really focusing at the Room Exchange on how it is that we can help our users, how we can help them get through this really awful housing crisis that we're experiencing. It affects everybody. Whether you're financially okay or not, you've got friends or family that are struggling. Everybody is affected in some way, and some are more than others. If anyone's listening, please support us as we support you. And thank you very much, Neil, for your innovation, for taking the time to talk with us today and for partnering with the Room Exchange. We're very grateful.
No, thank you so much. And it was great chatting with you. And we look forward to more interaction and partnership to grow from one level to the other. So thanks so much for being so accommodative and explaining your viewers about our services. Thank you so much.
Absolute pleasure. Bye for now. Thanks for listening. If you're looking for your next rental, head over to The Room Exchange, Australia's first verified house sharing platform. Our profiles make it easy to match you based on personality, values and lifestyle, and you can choose to rent or offset your rent, saving you time and money. To find out more, go to theroomexchange.com. You can connect with us across our social media platforms at The Room Exchange or email admin@theroomexchange.com.